From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A person driving a vehicle with a loose metal object underneath caused spot fires across Lee County on Thursday afternoon as sparks flew from the asphalt onto the extreme dry brush grass, causing those spot fires that, according to an official with the Lee County Emergency Management Office. The driver traveled from Hobbs along the Lumington Highway into Lumington, then to Tatum and into Chavis County on US 380. Fire crews were called out to extinguish those spot fires along that route. The largest fire was at mile marker 210 just outside of Tatum, heading towards Roswell. There, about 2 acres of brush fire was burned. Fire officials are asking motorists to check underneath their vehicles to make sure nothing is loose and to secure it if it is. Fortunately, winds were only blowing about 10 to 15 miles per hour on Thursday. The driver of that vehicle was not found. Roswell police are looking for a drive-by shooting suspect who shot at a woman in the area of West Matthews Street and South Michigan Drive early Wednesday morning, which led to the lockdown of two elementary schools in the area. Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us.
The woman that was shot, she told us she does not know, she did not recognize or see enough of the shooter to make any sort of recognition.
The female victim was taken by a private vehicle to the hospital and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Roswell police ask anyone who has information on this case to call them. Norley Hospital, along with the Lumington School District, will be offering students 16 years or older the opportunity to take the COVID-19 vaccine beginning on Monday at the Lumington Gymnasium. Lumington School District Schools Superintendent Leanne Gandy elaborates.
Our students, that's our priority, of course, so we are also taking registrations from anyone else in the community 16 years and up that would like to get vaccinated.
Gandy said permission forms will be given to students to be signed by their parents or guardians, giving them the permission to take the vaccine, and parents or guardians don't have to be present. A district judge on Thursday denied several court motions requested by Otero County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin to delay a hearing to begin efforts to remove him as an Otero County Commissioner. And all the while, there was also a county commissioner meeting scheduled on the same day.
Well, they honored the request for the recall. So now, apart from appealing it to the Supreme Court, then it would go to, they would be able to go out and gather signatures. They get enough signatures and they could, I would think they could have a special election.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.